went up on a spree. Me money, alas, I spent it fast. Got drunk as drunk could be. And when that me money was all gone, 'twas then I wanted more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. Go to sea once more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. I spent the night with Angeline, too drunk to roll in bed. Me watch was new and me money too. In the morning with them she fled. And as I walked the streets about, the whores they did all roar. There goes Jack Strap, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. Go to sea once more. There goes Jack Strap, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. As I walked the streets about, I met with Rapper Brown. I asked him for to take me on, and he looked at me with a frown. He said, last time you was paid off, with me you could no score. But I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. Send you to sea once more. I'll give you a chance and I'll take your advance and I'll send you to sea once more. The frost and snow and Jamaica rum would freeze. But worse to bear, I'd no weather give, for I spent all my money on shore. 'Twas then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more. Go to sea no more. 'Twas then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. Come all you bold seafaring men who listen to me song. When you come off them long trips, I'll have you not go wrong. Take my advice, drink no strong drink. Don't go to sleeping with them whores. Get married instead, spend all night in bed and go to sea no more. No more, boy, no more. Go to sea. No more, no more, no more, no more.
I don't know what you think you've been told. If I ever was for sale, I never sold. It's short on flashing lights and rhinestone clothes. 1800 miles from Music Row. It's Tyson songs on fiddle and guitar. And the pedal steel man drives a real mean bar. You won't hear it on your radio. It's 1800 miles from Music Row. Counterculture weird. That it ain't a red dirt band if the band don't all got beards. You don't got these kinds of cliques where I was grown. 1800 miles from Music Row. You won't hear speech or see me dance. That microphone is gonna stay clipped in the stand. I won't pretend it might contend for best in the show. It's 1800 miles from Music Row.
Every single color of the West City Hue, but I'm painted every color of the Meredith Moon off her most recent record, From Here to the Sea, that was just released in the last couple months, East City Blues. Before that, Coulter Wall, 1800 Miles. Boy Golden out of Winnipeg with Cowboy Dreams. And I guess I put that in there because Coulter Wall, I think, is an actual real cowboy. And then Boy Golden is singing about cowboy dreams. That song featured Cat Clyde. And we began the set with a really interesting song by R&B singer Macy Gray, but doing a kind of reggaeified sea shanty thing, Off to Sea Once More, Macy Gray. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the coolest sounds from lots of the towns. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning. Support for KAXE comes from FrameUp in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. The city of Grand Rapids hosts an open house. Oops, that was yesterday. We're going to skip past that. North Central Small Business Development Center. Wow. Let me get on the right day here. Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids has their monthly open mic night Thursday, January 15th. That is tonight. Doors open at 6 p.m. And the Union Congregational Church, United Church of Christ in Hackensack, presents Frost and Flannel, a dinner followed by live music from Larry Kimball and Mama Wags, Friday, January 16th at 5 p.m. Proceeds will go towards a new roof for the church. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you're interested in connecting with KAXE listeners, call 218-326-1234 to learn about sponsorship opportunities. Big thanks goes out to all our current business supporters. A lot of times on this show on Headwaters, I am playing music that's brand new to me, and that includes this one as well. The artist's name is Lily Vakili, and this song is called Okoboji.
Maybe I've been working some things off, trying to get it right for myself, not anybody. Thinking about days gone by, running near Stillwater Creek, chasing huckleberries. Wish I was yours, but the sun been bearing badly, trying to carry on. Still got miles to go, don't go forgetting on me. Don't go forgetting on me. For myself, not anybody. Think about days gone by, running near Stillwater Creek, chasing huckleberries. Wish I was yours, but the sun been bearing badly, trying to carry on. Still got miles to go. Don't go forgetting on me. Don't go forgetting on me. Honey, leave a light. Myself, not anybody. Thinking about days gone by, running near Stillwater Creek, chasing huckleberries. Wish I was yours, but the sun been bearing badly, trying to carry on. Still got miles to go. Don't go forgetting on me. Don't go forgetting on me.
Hey. woman. You got the wheel, son. You got the power now. You got everything. I said, Lord, have mercy now. Every second, baby, and every minute, honey, and every hour, I'm always thinking of you now. But, babe, I got the wheel, but I can't find my way.
Got the power now. Listen to Mr. Otis Redding right there, laying it down off of his Tell the Truth record, backed by Booker T and the MGs, including a young Isaac Hayes on organ on that tune, I Got the Will, Otis Redding. Before that, the Womack Sisters, If You Want Me, still waiting on their full LP. I'm sure that's going to be getting tons of play once we get it into the station. Brand new record from Monrovia. Bloodline is the name of the record. We heard the song Field Song. And new artist to me, Lily Vakili, with her song Okoboji off of her Oceans of Kansas record. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the coolest sounds from, oh heck, many, many of the towns. And I will be with you until 11 a.m. Coming up at 11 will be the World Cafe. And today on World Cafe, Lucinda Williams. They're replaying an old interview with her to celebrate her record, World's Gone Wrong. So you can check out Lucinda Williams on the World Cafe today, every Monday through Friday from 11 until 1 p.m. We received support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering a workshop in January, Micro Mosaics Workshop, January 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9 Central Street West in Bagley. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook. The Grand Rapids Area Library Fund has been established at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $300,000 by September 1st. Funds will be earmarked for the library's 2027 budget. We'd like to thank the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids Area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group the first Tuesday of each month for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. Registration and more information at NAMIGrandRapidsMN.org. It is time for the KAXE Album of the Week. The album is called Secret Love. It's by the group Dry Cleaning. And we've been getting lots of feedback about the record, some good, some not so good, but that's cool. Send us your thoughts. there's been some comments that are fairly comical of the folks that are not enjoying this record, but also quite many of the listeners are enjoying it. Dry Cleaning, they're a British rock band from London. It's their third record, and their vocalist, Florence Shaw, delivers her vocal performances in a very deadpan kind of poetry, spoken word and stream of consciousness style. Her lyrics touch on social media, gender roles, agoraphobia, cruise ships, and countless other aspects of modern life. The record was produced by Kate LeBon, who just seems to be all over the place now as one of the more in-demand indie rock producers. And some of it was recorded in Chicago at Wilco's Loft Studio. We're going to hear the song My Soul, Half Pint. And this one must have been recorded in Chicago because Jeff Tweedy plays guitar in this song. This is our KAXE Album of the Week. Let us know what you think of it. You can text us at 218-326-1234.
Thank you. I'm not like you, but I can pretend to live inside of your bars. Close up the walls around the globe. We're shrunken heads tall. Signs on the lawn, cut every week. Stickers on the truck, just washed. Keep one inside, in case a freak thinks he can crawl. These are different times. Lock up the door, even in broad daylight. They'll only want more. Different times. Different times.
Out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, I think based in New York, or maybe bouncing back and forth between New York City and St. Cloud. That's Paul Spring off his most recent record, Dumb and Free. We heard the song Different Times. Before that, we heard David Bowie off his record, Low, Sound and Vision. And this record was released in 1977. Yesterday, January 14th, 1977. It was his 11th record. And the first of his three collaborations with Brian Eno. This record's kind of known as part, those three records are called the Berlin Trilogy. And that single we heard, Sound and Vision, went to number 11 in the US single charts. Oh, no, it didn't. It peaked at number three. Oh, in the UK. It was number three in the UK. And there's a pretty great video of him performing that song live on Soul Train. You can look it up on the internet. And it's revealing, I guess, in my mind, of just how broadly appreciated his music was. David Bowie, Sound and Vision, Low. Before that, Alabama Shakes, off their second record, Sound and Color. We heard the title track, Sound and Color, and then our album of the week, Dry Cleaning, My Soul, Half Pint. Let us know what you think of the album of the week. You can text us at 218-326-1234. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters. You can catch it every Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11, and on Friday mornings with Malachi Coons from 9 until 10, and then Malachi will bring you Minnesota Mixtape from 10 until 11. Now it is time for a slice of green cheese or daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. What soon-to-be world-famous guitar player was on The Who's first single, Can't Explain, which was released on this day in 1965? If you know the answer or you want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Again, the question is, what soon-to-be world-famous guitar player was on The Who's first single, Can't Explain, which was released on this day in 1965. So at that time, this musician was just a studio musician, was not in the band The Who, and had not really blown up and become as famous as they are now. So if you know the answer, you can call us at 218-326-1234 with your guess. And in the meantime, we are going to hear that song by The Who, I Can't Explain. Hard to believe that was The Who's very first ever released recording. Can't Explain, so good. So our Daily Slice question was, what soon-to-be world-famous guitar player was on The Who's first single, Can't Explain, which we just heard, and that was released on this day in 1965. We didn't get any guesses, so the clue would be this guitar player went on to join the Yardbirds after Eric Clapton quit. And then after the Yardbirds, they went on to an even bigger band and became world famous. I'm telling you, you know this person's name. But that's your clue. They went on to the Yardbirds and then blew up even more after that. This is Josh Ritter off his record, I Believe in You, My Honeydew. This is You Won't Dig My Grave.
I am no fragile flower to be taken by the frost or by the lateness of the hour. I have lived in consternation of the road ahead for me. Despite that I can't see that far, there are things that I can see.
You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave. I've lived among the angels. You never were that brave. You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave. I've been up to the mountain. There are things that you can't take. From that morning by the river, where once I touched her hem, to my midnight in the garden without a solitary friend. The rock of my salvation was the girl who took my hand. You've never been loved the way I have. You wouldn't understand. You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave. I've lived among the angels. You never were that brave. You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave. I've been up to the mountain. There are things that you can't take. My grave. I've lived among the angels. You never were that brave. You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave. I have gone off to the mountain. There are things that you can't take. You won't dig my grave. You won't dig my grave.
Okay, final clue. We still have no guesses on our daily slice of green cheese. What soon-to-be world-famous guitar player was on The Who's first single, Can't Explain, which was released on this day in 1965? I gave a clue that this guitar player went on to be one of the main people in the Yardbirds. And after the Yardbirds, he was on a... in a much bigger band. Oh, what clue should I give? They are named after a giant inflatable blimp kind of thing. Or I could say this guitar player ascended to stardom on a stairway to heaven. Let's see if you can get it. If not, this is going to go down as yet another one of DJ Dang's too tricky to ask for slice of green cheese questions. We'll see. Hopefully we get a winner. This is Charlie Parr. Don't send your child to war.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We have a winner. No need to call. Out of Duluth, of course, Charlie Parr off his Roustabout record, Don't Send Your Child to War. Before that, we heard Josh Ritter, You Won't Dig My Grave, and The Who, their first single release in 1965, I Can't Explain. And we did get a winner for today's slice of green cheese. John from Big Fork is going to Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji, and John correctly answered, oh gosh, where did it go? On this, let's see, what soon to be world famous guitar player was on The Who's first single, Can't Explain, which was released on this day in 1965. And after several clues, finally got a winner. That is Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page was just a